Unit 6E. Exercise 3. Page 48.
And here in the studio today we have Susie Harold, who recently started a successful recycling project at her school. So, Susie, what gave you this fantastic idea?
Well, my parents have always recycled at home, so from quite an early age I've understood that recycling is something important that we can all do. But it was one day last year that I had the idea for the school project. I was walking to school when I saw lots of bags of nice clothes just thrown away in a rubbish bin. I thought there must be something that people can do to recycle clothes in a way that helps people too. Anyway, a few weeks later, I asked the head teacher if I could put an advert on the school notice board inviting the students to bring me all the clothes and shoes they didn't want. He agreed immediately. I was really happy because after about a week, there was a whole room full of black plastic bags. The students brought in a lot more clothes than I thought they would.
Wow! So, what did you do with all those clothes?
Well, I realised then that I would need some help for my idea to work. I didn't really need any help with ideas. That was the easy part. But I wrote another notice asking for volunteers to go through each bag, take out any clothes that were too old or dirty, and wash and iron all the rest. The head teacher kindly said we could use the school washing machine, so that helped a lot. Then it was time to start using the clothes for something good. The first thing we did was to organise a fashion show. It was so good. So many students came to the show. And then afterwards we had a kind of auction to sell the clothes. Whoever offered the most money for an item bought it and took it home. We gave the money we made to a local environmental organisation. Then, just after I had decided to think about how I could use some of the old clothes, I saw an advert in a local newspaper by chance. It was a local animal rescue centre asking for old material and rags to use for the animals' beds. So I called the number on the advert and some people from the shelter came to pick up the clothes the very next day.
What a great idea, Susie. So, has your project finished now?
Well, for the moment, yes. But I'll organise the same thing again next year when the students have got some more clothes that they don't want. I'm going to ask the head teacher if I can visit some other schools to tell them all about the project. That way, they might start something similar. I would really like that.